Well, what does all this mean?
It means this time the deadline won't be extended at all.
Tell her to raise the interest. That's what she wants.
That's impossible, Nasser. Don't you know Mojavari? Will she agree?
Get money from somewhere else and give it to Mojavari. You can do that.
No one is willing to lend us that much money. Plus, what collateral can we use? The factory's deed is being held by the bank. We are buried in debt as it is. Have you forgotten, Nasser? Don't you know how much interest you're paying each month?
Thanks a bunch for raising morale.
There is no room for morale boosting. They may come after you with a warrant any day now.
What do you suggest I do? Do you want me to go abroad before they can ban me from exiting the country, huh?
You're not the type. Right now, the only thing you should think about is saving this factory.
You always sound like a broken record, eh?
And this is our deserted company. Do you know how long it's been since I came here? Kaven will turn up any minute, too. He's so eager to meet you. He must be concerned about my second marriage, like everyone else. By the way, why have you been so quiet since we got to Tehran?
I'm not saying much. No idea. Maybe because I've nothing to say.
Come in, please. It's so clean, sparkling. The power is out. The bills haven't been paid in ages. This way. This used to be my room.
You have such a nice office.
Are you kidding me?
No. It just needs a thorough cleanup. I want us to clean it ourselves, with our own hands.
Sina!
It's Kaven.
You're here?
Hello.
Hi. Hi, ma'am.
My friend Kaven and my wife, Tarang.
Nice to meet you. Congratulations.
Thank you. Nice to meet you, too.
So, what do you say? Do you think it's going to work?
It'll work, of course, if you don't give up again.
I can absolutely assure you that I won't. With Tarang, I can move mountains. The three of us will revive the company. It'll be better than before. Good morning. Is this Cheshme? Of course. That's right, it is the Cheshme Company. For a while, we had limited the activities of our Tehran office to focus on international marketing. But from now on, we're at your service. No, don't worry. Our frames are original. Please tell me, what is the volume of your order? Well, that's a considerable amount. Could you please give me your phone number so that Miss Rudberry, our orders manager, can call you this week? 222-0405. You're crazy, Vahid. If only I get my hands on you. I'll get you back. It was Vahid.
Thank you.
Hello, Mr. Ghaffari. How are you?
Well, well, dear daughter-in-law. What's up? Why are you alone? Where are the others?
Well, Sarah has gone shopping. Vahid hasn't come yet. Sina's taking a shower upstairs, and Ballora's downstairs in her room.
You see, I dream of spending one night as a family, believe me. It's only in the north where we can relax together for a few days, that is.
May I help you?
Oh, no, my dear. I'm not that old, you know, yet. Go back to what you were doing.
Let me tell you, my dear friend, Mr. Ghaffari, and my sister, that the apartment I am showing you is one of the city's best and in the best location in terms of weather and traffic. As you see, this apartment has some special features. First, it's a duplex with air conditioning, and there are four bedrooms upstairs. It has parquet floors. What is evident and really special in this building is that you have the city view on three sides. On the south side, as you see, the city is under your feet. And of course, if you look out of the north side, you can enjoy a wonderful vista. The view from this room is absolutely spectacular.
So, do you like it? I think it's a bit too big for us. What are you looking at?
Can we go downstairs? I feel dizzy.
Let's see how the photos have turned out. Oh, there's something else. You don't always have to use the mouse. You can use the keyboard to move it up and down, or left and right. See? Just like that. There. There, see the frame?
It looks so nice.
So do you know why it's like this?
Why?
Because there's a handsome guy like me in the picture. You are so lucky to have such a good-looking husband.
This one's so nice, it's better than the rest. This is the one. How are you?
Excellent. We'll print this one. It's better than the other pictures.
Since Tarang came here, you can't get Sina out of his room.
His mood is better too. Like all marriages, the first days are so much fun, so much joy, full of forgiveness, love, sacrifice. But later, everything is forgotten.
So how is your relationship with Tarang?
It's okay. We have nothing to do with each other. Nothing to say, really. For me, she's like a shadow that follows Cena around wherever he goes. When Cena isn't around, I don't know what to do with a shadow. You know, I can't wait for them to move to their own place. I believe it'll be better for all of us.
But Cena really needs this shadow.
Anyway, I still believe we should tell Tarang everything about Cena. It's for her own good.
No, Sarah. No, this is something I cannot allow. This, for Cena's sake, it can't be done.
What if something like Shadi's case happens?
It won't. I won't let it. Leave everything to me. I assure you that it will not happen again.
What about Fazel, Father?
I will answer to Fazel myself.
Okay, Father. You know, even when I didn't agree with you, I've always left you the decision.
Thank you so very much, my kind, stubborn Sarah.
Wait for me!
I'll put it in with the other photos. Looks better this way. Let me introduce the new Ghaffari couple. Is it nice?
Very nice. It's very nice.
Welcome to the prestigious Ghaffari family. Won't you give it up for her?
كانون زرقالا مفسدن قوي مرجالا استكانون زرقالا مفسدن قوي مرجالا الجتر دعا ايلا بلكه قرطولام جالا قشكل 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 بلا مانم سجدم دور جال دور جال دور جال بلا مانم سجدم تغازی بایم جد تی مادم دایون جد تغازی بایم جد تی مادم دایون جد
What are you doing? That's enough. Come on, Cena. It's getting late.
Okay, wait.
Come on.
Wait. Hey!
Goodbye. Well done. Nice job. Thanks very much. Sir, thank you very much, sir. Well done. Very nice job.
Thanks. Goodbye.
Well done.
You too. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Tarang, I'm leaving now. Goodbye.
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 Turan. You're an angel.
Come in.
Come downstairs. See what this crazy Cena is saying. He wants to throw a party for the reopening of the company. Everyone's invited, even Ms. Ballure.
We decided together.
You knew about this? Silly me, I thought I was giving you first-hand news. Hey there. What's the matter? Have you been crying? Tell me the truth, are you homesick already? I'll make coffee in a few minutes. Come down, quick. We're waiting for you. Come on then.
I always ask myself, what goes on in each of these homes? Which family is happy? Are they having wedding receptions or funerals? Let's make believe, Saman.
She's in love with her fiancé.
Buon compleanno in Italian means happy birthday, my darling.
Oh, wow.
She wants to become rich.
I want you to work for me. My jobs are bigger than Tamina's, with more money.
Exactly how much more?
Enough for you to buy yourself a new car. Or a nice big new house.
But she's involved with a gang of professional drug dealers.
I'll put my bag here and leave. I'm going to see a game. You can take my bag, and then you gotta leave.
I wanted to help you realize your dream. I've been your friend, can't you see that? Trying to help you make more money so some of your problems could be solved.
This right here is like a safety box. Don't you worry. You just keep your eyes peeled, hmm?
Will she be able to reach her dreams?
It's called immigration.
You're not traveling to another city. You think they'll roll out the red carpet for you? They'll make you work your hands to the bone. You either need to have some skill, or be a genius, or rich. Which one are you?
Do you seriously think your husband is a businessman? I'm one of his best drug dealers. Now call the police, so they'll come and take all of us to prison. That big job you were talking about, what happened?
Are you in?
Yes.
Leaden Stars on iFilm.
Mr. Gaffari.
Yes, that's me.
I'm Mrs. Mojavari's attorney.
So, what should I do?
You should come with us, please.
I have a very important appointment. Would it be possible if I can call Mrs. Mojavari tomorrow and come to her office?
I'm sorry, sir, but I can't allow that.
Even for a few hours?
Even for a few hours.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Here you go, sir.
Thanks. Thank you. Help yourselves.
Would you like some juice?
Hello.
Some juice, ma'am.
Good to see you again. How have you been?
That's so kind of you. Thanks.
Hey, go ahead.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello, Ali. How you doing, Ali?
Hi, how are you?
Hello, Ali. Nice to meet you.
Hi, Ali. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Welcome.
Are you well? Thanks.
Thanks a lot. Of course, you know Farzin.
Congratulations.
Hi, how are you?
Wife. Nice to meet you. How are you?
And this is my wife.
Nice to meet you.
And Ali, one of my very old friends.
I see.
We were classmates together.
You speak so highly.
Remember the story I told you?
That's so kind of you. Thanks.
You know I'm telling you, this fish is unbelievable. I bought it in the market yesterday, I'm telling you.
The secretary knows me. She won't keep you waiting. No, it's not easy to get an appointment. No, but well, anyway, she'll be soon.
Sorry, excuse me. Do you have any news of Father?
No, he didn't tell me anything.
I'm sorry. Excuse me, just a second. Sorry.
Excuse me, I'll be back.
Father's never been on time. We're all waiting for him.
All right, I'll call him right now.
Hello, Vahid. No, tell them to start the ceremony. I can't make it. I really can't. Mrs. Mojavari has got my arrest warrant. Her lawyer and an officer are taking me now. No, I don't want you to come. I'll call you later. Don't say anything to them for now. No, don't ruin their plan.
What is it? What's his excuse this time?
Go ahead and start the program. I really don't think Father can make it here tonight.
I knew it from the start. This way, please. Ladies, go ahead, Mr. Yusefi. Come on in. Thank you. Thank you.
We're very lucky. They're doing us a favor. They want to bring Mr. Ghaffari to a prison office instead of the visiting hall. But it's going to take at least 2 or 3 hours.
Good morning, and welcome to our program. With us is our professional panel. As you know, for the past few weeks, our program has been about effective management. Today, we will discuss another index entitled Management of Value. Sir, as our first question, please tell us what management of value means, why it's important in management.
Oh, hello, Toreng. How are you, darling?
Well, something very bad has happened to your uncle. Mr. Ghaffari has been arrested. He's been in prison now for a few days.
In prison? But why?
For all of his debts. The factory is bankrupt and they're deep in debt. Everything is a mess here, uncle. Everybody's worried about Mr. Ghaffari.
I see. What about Vahid? Can't he do anything?
He's been following the case every day, but he's failed to get him out so far.
What are you going to do? Be careful not to say anything to offend him.
No, I'm careful. But I'm badly stuck. Sina is so upset, and I can't really do anything about it. What should I do in your opinion, Uncle?
Nothing. Just don't get involved in anything and what they do and say. And if you see you're in the way, and the situation is really bad, see what Sina says, get yourself a taxicab, and come stay here with me for a while until everything's settled.
All right. I'm very sorry for bothering you, Uncle.
No, you did the right thing by calling me. If anything else happens, don't hesitate to call me again.
Sure, dear Uncle.
Goodbye.
Goodbye now.
Thank God Almighty. Thank God that this family finally found a place to get together. This makes me so very happy.
How are you? Hope you're not having a tough time.
Not really. It's better than what I thought, considerably so. Tell me, how are you, son? The company's reopened?
Yes, it is. But all we're worried about is you, Father.
Don't you worry at all now. Everything will be fine.
How exactly is it going to be fine, Father? You never told us in your life about your problems. You always try to solve everything on your own.
It's not like that. Vahid has always been by my side, and he knows about everything. He really does.
What does that matter? Now it's you who's in trouble.
Oh, of course not. The factory's in my name. I'm responsible for everything.
What on earth should we do now? Is there anything we can do to help you?
Be calm. Just remain calm. That's the best thing you can do, and I'll be out of here pretty soon. Mrs. Mojaveri, she cannot keep me in jail forever.
What if Mojaveri refuses to budge?
Well, that's bad for her. This way, she will never get her money. Fahid is going to talk to her soon and reach an agreement. We will probably pay our debts in installments, and then I'll be scot-free.
What about the house? Have you considered selling it? We can move to a smaller place.
Oh, yes. I've thought of that. But the house is another story. We're dealing with the bank. Well, anyway, we should all be prepared to live in a much smaller place in the future. This is life.
You know it was clear from day one that Nasser would end up exactly like this. No wise man would do everything single-handedly. See Mr. Vahid, his son-in-law? He's the so-called factory manager, but he doesn't seek his opinion in anything. He decides alone and acts alone. You know what? When Nahid passed away and went to a better place, may God bless her soul, this family was orphaned. No home is organized without a mother. If Nahid were still alive, she would have never allowed things to end up like this. And since Sarah can't have kids of her own, she can't replace Nahid no matter how hard she tries. She just knows how to get angry and make a fuss. My, my, my. If she's in a bad mood. Oh, thank you, God, for your wisdom. Someone like my late mother gave birth to 11 kids, like a chicken factory, while another like poor Sarah is totally infertile. How cruel, unfair.
I think they're back. Yes, it's them. I think they're really sad. Hello.
Hello.
We're ruined. We're ruined.
It's not over yet, though. I have some ideas to improve the situation.
It's completely hopeless. You know real well that nothing can be done.
You're wrong. You heard what Father said. I'll go to Mojaveri and talk to her.
No, dear Fahid. It's enough. You've done what was needed. I'll go to Mojaveri's office.
And what exactly are you going to tell her? Do you know enough to even go there? I know all the details. I'm the factory manager.
What? Which factory? There's no factory anymore to have a manager. If you can, go see the unpaid workers. I'm his son. His only son. I'll do anything I can to release my dad. If necessary, I'll beg that ruthless loan shark to give us some more time.
That's why I say you don't know anything. You think you're gonna go beg your teacher for a grade? If you knew what a mess you're in, you wouldn't waste so much hot air.
Hey, what are you talking about? Why are you always hiding something from me? What are you afraid of now? Tell me everything once and for all, and we'll get it over with. Well, come on!
There you go again. You want to know? Mojavere wants to own the whole factory at half its real price by keeping Mr. Ghaffari in jail. We could sell this house and change the situation if it wasn't being held by the bank as collateral. However, now, we have to get ready to leave this place.
You're saying this now? Now that you can't do anything?
What would you have done if you'd known about this earlier? What could you have possibly done when you were always sulking? No, stay. You should know, too. You're now part of this family. We may even have to go and work in people's homes together. Do you know when you had gone away to see to your romantic pursuits, Father was going through hell to pay off Shadi's hefty marriage problems? Instead of helping, you'd better settle down and start your new life as soon as possible.
Are you annoyed by what Sarah said? She's like that whenever she's angry. Now she's worried about Dad. Dad means the world to Sarah. You don't know how much she loves him. She loves him so much. You might think it's wishful thinking. But my heart tells me that everything will soon be fine. Remember you said that there's a fine line between happiness and misery? It was your bad luck that you entered our life at this time. Let me see you. Look into my eyes. Are you still upset with Sarah?
I'm sure all these problems will go away soon, too. I'm happy to be by your side at such a time.